good things always come from challenges. I would have loved to have launched this back in the beginning of 2020, but obviously COVID had other ideas for all of our businesses. But I think that right now for any business owner who's kind of struggling with what should I do of everything that I could do, we want to be a resource for that.
Welcome to this episode with the Entrepreneur and Family Business Council. I'm Rick Rasmussen, and I chat with business leaders to learn from their stories and experiences. Today, we are in Chicago with our guest, Patty Rio, the president of Odea. They are a brilliant group of strategists, creatives, and technologists. They're dedicated to bring bold marketing to companies and brands. Welcome, Patty.
Hi, Rick.
How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, so good to be with you.
Thanks for coming. Should we tell the world that we're doing this from my kitchen?
We should, because this is a beautiful kitchen.
Thanks. It's welcome to COVID.
Yes, right? A lot of exciting things happening with your company today. And that's kind of why we're here, to kind of explore a little bit of that, get to know you a little bit better. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and leading up to Odea?
If you ask me, like when I was in eighth grade, what I wanted to be when I grew up, I would have said the first thing I remember wanting to be was a Rockette. So I took dance class. I was a dance kid. But back then, a Rockette had to be 5'6", and I topped out at 5'4". So I had to find something else to do. Voracious reader growing up, loved reading, and so I loved writing. So I went to college thinking I was going to graduate and become a magazine writer. I wanted to be the editor of Vogue or something. And I think my first news writing class in college, they're like, this is an inverted pyramid, and this is how you write. And I was like, oh, what? All these rules? This isn't fun. And I went into my first advertising and PR class, and they said, capital N, little O, period. That can be a sentence in marketing and advertising. And I was like, sweet, I'm home. So I went to Scripps at OU, graduated, was the typical marketer. I swapped jobs every 2 to 4 years. I did everything from nonprofit to corporate to small biz to a tech startup. My last in-house gig was at a university, so I was the director of marketing there. A little bit of a fish out of water, as you know me, you can about imagine. Lots of folks then were coming to me saying, hey, do you know someone who can do this? Do you know someone who can do that? And 4 years into it, because I'm smart that way, it finally dawned on me that, hey, I could be doing these things. So in 2004, I left the university, went out on my own, just a freelancer and consultant. That was back in Ohio. We moved over here in 2007. So relocated to Chicago for me to grow my business and my husband, Tom, to do a career change. Survived 08 and that crash, as well as being back in Ohio a lot while my mom was battling cancer. Came back and kind of saw a lot of my business, my freelance business, dry up from the challenges of 08. So kind of came out of that and suddenly had more business than I could do. So I'm one of those accidental entrepreneurs. I wasn't intending to have a team. I wasn't intending to grow an agency, but, a failed merger later and break on a divorce, and suddenly here I am with a rock star team of, 9 folks, and we get to work with great businesses and entrepreneurs like, EFBC and so many of your members, folks in industrial, and really we do lots of marketing services around strategy, content, and digital.
Well, it sounds like this role actually fits you very well, because it doesn't sound like there's boxes that you need to be in, because advertising with no being the capital N, little O, is actually a sentence.
Yeah, it does. And I love the variety of our clients. I mean, we've got everything from steel mills to EFBC itself, to distributors, to, our friends at McGill with their Lyscom. So I get to work on so many different things, and that is great for my short attention span self. It's again, accidental, but a pretty happy accidental.
That's awesome, because, being creative, strategy, technology, all those different things get to be married into one.
It's all marketing now.
It's all marketing
now.
Yeah,
you can't have one without the other anymore. Yeah. So, luckily I've got a great team that you know, embrace all of those things that wear lots of different hats. And so love that that my team has that skill set as well, that they're not just strategists or not just creatives, but they get to merge all of that together. Because you can't execute marketing anymore without technology. And the creative doesn't work if it's not grounded in strategy, but strategy doesn't go anywhere if you can't break through the clutter with the creative. So it all works together.
You know, I know talking with you, it's just that you light up and you talk, especially about these different areas. And so it's wonderful to, I get to see it and the benefit of these folks. So what's interesting though, is you decided to start a new venture in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah, actually.
Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, that's bold.
It is bold. It actually started a couple of years ago. And I think that the pandemic just confirmed in my mind the need for it. And actually, one of the kind of impetuses for this is a conversation I had with Judy Hochul. So the former executive director of EFBC, Judy and I were enjoying a glass of wine together. Imagine if you can. And she asked me, she said, how are things going? And I said, you know, this is the year OD is going to hit the $1 million mark. She said, congratulations and welcome to the 3% club. And I said, what's that? And Judy said, only 3% of women-owned businesses get to be $1 million. And I was shocked. And Rick, your face, it was exactly my face.
Yeah. I had no idea. Never heard that before.
No idea what I thought the number was, but I certainly thought it was more than that. So the next day I went back to the office, talked with Anna, our intern, and I said, hey, we're going to write a blog post about this. I'm putting my feminist flag on. Like, how dare there only be 3% of women? How many male-owned businesses get to be a million, but only 7% of male-owned businesses get to be $1 million. So less than 10% of businesses in the U.S. hit that $1 million mark, which was surprising to me.
Me too.
Yeah, not sure what I thought the number was, but thought it was more. So I thought, well, geez, that means that, you know, 90% of all the businesses in the world are going to struggle to afford ODIA's services, or really any outsourced marketing services, as I'd like to think that we're extremely reasonable. But a struggle to afford marketing outsourced, let alone accounting outsourced, or lots of other other services. So fast forward, you know, a number of months, and my younger sister's best friend since junior high calls me up, texts me, and says, I have a passion project that I want to turn into something more, into a side hustle, or maybe someday a full-time company. Will you just talk with me? And she's like my second younger sister. So of course I said yes. And she's like, I'm reading all these things in marketing. I'm trying to start Instagram. I'm trying to do all the things. But of all the things that I could be doing, no one's helping me understand what I should be doing. Like, there's just information overload. And suddenly lots of other budding entrepreneurs start popping up in my world. Husband Tom's looking to launch his own safety consulting. My brother-in-law is starting a furniture refinishing. So lots of these folks kind of popping up. And you've heard me talk about my treadmill thoughts, right? So I'm on the treadmill one day. I'm just kind of thinking through, how can I help Shelly, 90% of all these companies? And suddenly kind of it hit me. What if we help these companies kind of mentor into what they should know? So that's where the beginnings of Bold Biz started. So we just today are launching boldbiz.co. It is a resource of boot camps and mentoring and someday an online community for budding companies and entrepreneurs, small business owners who maybe don't have marketing as a true function. Or, you know, we know a lot of those family businesses where some relative, some family member just kind of becomes the de facto marketing person that maybe doesn't have the background or the grounding in it that he or she should like. So it's a way for me to, you know, take everything that my team does working with small and medium sized businesses every day and help provide that intelligence to small business owners, de facto marketers, entrepreneurs, folks thinking about launching, in a way that we bring them together in a community. We do boot camps, we do some mentoring sessions, and we help support them ongoing with a community.
I heard a saying once that someone said, there's so much information out there, but very little wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at together, as we come together as a group, it's amazing on how we can leverage that information. So it's powerful. I know from the standpoint of a small business ourselves, marketing was always a challenging piece.
Yeah. Well, that's what's so important to me is that the community aspect be a part of it. You know, I was a Vistage member and we've been so fortunate to be part of EFBC for the last 6 or 7 years. I always forget, it just seems like we always have been. So I always forget how long. But I know the importance of that community and business owners learning from other business owners. And I love the thought of business owners who maybe are just starting out and are like, I'm not sure I know this stuff. But then you get an entrepreneur who's maybe a year or two even behind them. And suddenly they're like, oh, I do know something that I can help this person with. And just that confidence boost of even when you think you don't know, here comes someone who maybe doesn't know some of the things that you do.
Right.
So just that shared camaraderie and then involving, you know, especially some of the family business, members who are doing the de facto marketing so that business owners hear from the people, maybe, you know, on someone else's team as to what it's really like. It's just that cross-pollination that you and I know is so powerful in EFBC. So I would like nothing better than Bold Biz to become kind of an incubator for future EFBC members, right? Let us help them when they're very small and they're maybe first starting out or when this is just, you know, marketing becomes a focus area, help them grow into the point that they're ready to become a great EFBC member. That would make me happy.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh. And you know, the things that I always found challenging with types of marketing and just these different areas of business on my own was, you know, the cost of time, cost of money, the impacts that it has, the frustration, all of those things. And and that learning again from other people just makes it just so great, because it's amazing. On some days I'm a giver and other days I'm a taker, and you know, and we all have different roles and different days. So that's the funny part of that dynamic.
Yeah, but both of those, I think, are great places to be.
Yes.
So if you can create a, you know, online community, especially now when, you know, I think about COVID and how many folks are now maybe furloughed or laid off and are finally either forced to or able to take that leap into being an entrepreneur or saying, all right, I'm going to try it now, or I'm going to get serious about that side hustle while I'm furloughed or whatever that is. So, you know, the pandemic has been awful in so many ways, but some of those silver linings that come out of those are, I do believe, entrepreneurs and innovation are going to be what brings us out of the economic realities of what we're going through. So if we can support that and help folks as they're considering launching or just getting their feet under them, I'm super excited. Super excited.
What is the biggest challenge that companies are facing because there's so much out there so they could be seen and heard in marketing?
Yeah, it is hard to gain attention because there is kind of so much noise out there. It's one of the reasons why ODEA's motto is be curious, be inspired, be bold, because that ability to cut through and be different, be bold, is really, especially in B2B marketing, one of the things that in my opinion has been lacking, right? Lots of times if you take two similar companies and go to their website and cover the logos, you'd be hard pressed to be able to say what company was which.
Right.
Right. Because we all kind of fall into that comfort zone and there's this stigma of being too different. And so, you know, we define bold as, you know, bold marketing is simple, which is some of the hardest marketing to do when you have to censor yourself down, be it visually or verbally, down to one message when all you want to do is say all the things. Bold is simple. Bold has a point of view, which oftentimes can be challenging, especially for smaller companies, because oftentimes when you have a point of view, it means that some folks might not like that point of view and might not be then a good consumer for you. Mm-hmm. And then it's also unexpected. So it's something that grabs attention, isn't what I'm used to seeing from folks who are just like you, is, I think, a couple of the remedies to the biggest challenge, which is just kind of carving that niche and having that distinctive slice in my head when I think of you, which is all about growing your brand. I think that there's a lot of challenges, obviously, when it comes to marketing. The biggest is reminding yourself that it's a marathon, not a sprint. and that it's consistency and it's day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year.
Yes.
And oftentimes even the largest companies out there have a hard time connecting the dots of a specific ROI to a specific marketing initiative. That's not to say analytics are not important.
Mm-hmm.
Analytics and KPIs are vital for you to know if your marketing is successful. But can I tell you that this podcast is going to get you that member? Very seldom can I do that, even in the largest of companies,
right.
Let alone in a smaller, nimble, run hard, run fast. You know, reminding yourself that even on the days when you don't feel like you're getting traction, that you're getting traction, and that all those stories of the viral overnight successes are usually years over years over years of
the seed planting yeah.
And the watering and the sowing and then the weeding,
yes.
And the starting again. And sometimes that can be challenging because there's times when you have to look at an initiative and say, is this really working or do I need to change path? So when it comes to Bold Biz, it's really trying to help through education and mentoring, not doing, because these companies can't afford, you know, for my team to necessarily do the writing and do the designing, but giving them the tools and the foundation that they feel like they're on solid footing to go out and start executing on their own, to be posting 3 times a week or every day, to understand, what do I post to social? Is social even important to me in my company? What about my website? What's this ridiculous SEO I keep hearing about? Is this important to me? So I think that, you know, for so many, many companies, it's that challenge of staying on the path and remembering that it's a marathon and it's consistency and it's day after day. And there's moments when you're going to say that led to that. And then there's other moments when you're going to say, this client came in and I can't connect the dots and I'm not quite sure why, but something worked.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of times where I say, I'm a marketing idealist, but I'm also a realist.
Nice.
Like, ideally you go through this large brand and you have, you know, your brand pillars and you do all these things, but did I do that when I first launched what was then PR consulting, which then became Prism, which then became Odia? Nope. Didn't. Sometimes as an entrepreneur, you got to run fast. And so depending upon where the company is, that's why I'm excited to have Odia, which still, for a company that needs that strategic foundation and execution, it's there for that. But then with Bold Biz, it's the mentoring and kind of the little bit of the do it yourself when you're bootstrapping and just getting your feet underneath you. You at least feel like, you know, if you're Shelly and saying, I'm in, I'm reading, I'm educating myself, but wow, there's a ton out there. I don't know what I should be doing. It's help with you getting the skills so that you can start identifying what you should be doing, because there's still always going to be things that you shouldn't be doing.
Right. It's that encouragement behind it too. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it alone.
Right.
Because I just know my world gets real small by myself. And as soon as I bring other people in, if it's nothing more than just good encouragement, it helps me get to another place.
Absolutely. The tips and tricks, and not, those aren't hacks, because, you know, one of the things that if you're looking for the, you know, 0 to 10 figures in 6 weeks, that's not what Bold Biz is about, right? So those YouTube pre-roll videos make me crazy. We are so not that. But like, just having someone to talk and be like, you know, every time I try and upload this video to Facebook, why won't it work?
Right.
Why won't it fit? Well, it's too large. It's not sized correctly. What do you mean sized correctly? How do you size a video? Just those tips and tricks. And again, my team does it all day, every day.
Yep.
So we're used to, you know, things change all the time, especially on the social platforms, but in email and even on web and SEO. So just being able to say, we get it. Last week it worked that way. Guess what? LinkedIn is now adding stories. Now you can actually interact with it this way. And so I think that that's one of the things I'm most excited about, is that my team does it every day. So it's giving access into those teams so that when you're at that frustration moment of, why doesn't this content sound right? Why isn't this uploading?
Yep.
Why isn't this working? You've got a resource to go to that we can be like, here's your tip and trick. Here's what works.
Right. Well, I know something I suffer from a lot of times is paralysis through analysis.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, same. Where I just get stuck and then it gets to the point where I just want to shut it off.
100%.
And I stop taking action.
100%.
And I was thinking about this on the drive over here today. It was just that even for what we do at the FBC, right, our greatest competitor is the status quo. Mm-hmm. You know, so that motivation to get people to actually want to take that action and basically move on these ideas. I know one of the things that I've looked at was there's always that impact, right? If I actually do take this action, what impacts would I have?
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about that? If somebody decides and says, you know, my marketing's kind of, it's just what it is.
We call it beige. Sometimes it's hard to connect the dots on the outside world, but just you feeling good about what your company looks like on the web, or that you've got a social presence, that you feel like, you know, you're as real as you know that you are to yourself and to your current clients. So it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Like you feel better about yourself. You feel better about your business. You can pick up that phone and do that cold call. You can follow up on that referral. You can do those things, or at least that's, maybe I'm projecting as
myself. But it brings energy.
Myself, absolutely.
Energy brings energy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And confidence along with that is what I always find, yes.
100%. Yeah. And so I'm blessed, right? So the whole paralysis by analysis, I will record whether it's audio or video and give it to my team, and I'll be very honest, I don't see it before they put it out.
Yeah.
So I don't have to micromanage it. I don't have to like let's do another take, let's re-edit. I'm fortunate in that I can hand it to someone else and not have to overthink it.
Right.
So I think that in marketing, if you ask one of the other messages, you know, besides it's a marathon, not a sprint, I think my other message is, you know, perfection is the enemy of progress.
Mm.
Right. And so being there and obsessing over that email, or obsessing over that social post, or obsession over that web content, sometimes you just got to push and go. Sometimes you got to put that ego aside, as we business owners, of thinking that that one post will do that one thing.
Right.
And saying it's progress. It was better than the last one. Off it goes. And we're going to try and make the next one better and try and make the next one better. So I do think that we can be so harsh on ourselves as business owners and look at other people and compare and get defensive and do all those things. Whereas, you know, to have the confidence, to have some of the knowledge and just say, we're going to go and we're going to push and we're going to take incremental and we're going to be on offense, not defense. Those are all how I try and run ODEA, and how I know so many EFBC members try and run their companies. So helping others feel that and be able to kind of get a little bit of a taste of that through Bold Biz is what we're hoping to create.
That's wonderful, because I'm already sitting here feeling the encouragement of action, action, action. You know, that's what I keep hearing in your message, is just go do something.
Absolutely.
And then you can layer that on with a group of community, some expertise around it as well, to kind of layer that up to kind of basically make and improve upon what it is you're doing and taking action on. But that consistency, persistence, all those things you talked about. And I don't have to do it alone.
You don't have to do it alone.
And that's amazing.
Feel a little bit smarter as you do it.
Yeah.
It's still going to be you doing. It's still going to be rolling up the sleeves, which I think is great for any business owner out there, right? We should all know some of these skills, even if we're going to hire them, even if we're going to outsource them. So being able to roll up your sleeves and do some social posts, and do some website content, and, you know, do all those things as an early business owner, so that then later when you're larger and you're hiring your team, you know the skills you're looking for, you know the challenges that it takes, and you know you've got that base of knowledge that you can work from.
You know, my take here is also that marketing helps you get real clear on who you and what your business is the more you practice that.
Absolutely.
Because it's that trial and error. I see this might work. This actually felt, because I don't know, as a business owner, you resonate with things that click with you because you've seen it in your clients and that pulse of your industry, right? So
yeah, sometimes it's clarity, especially if you're a solopreneur, right? Especially if you're early, very much your company, your brand's going to be built upon who you are. So having some clarity around that understanding, that is helpful. the other nudge or push then that we do is making sure that you have to step out of yourself and then put yourself in your audience's eyes, right? So it's always the whole, you know, features versus benefits. You know, feature, our system does this, and the reality is what you want to make sure that you're talking about is it benefits you this way.
Right.
So we can talk all day about forum and it's 9 members and it meets once a month and, you know, all of those things, all of those features of EFBC. But the real power of EFBC is the connections. The real power is having that board of advisors every month who understand you and know your company and know your business and know your challenges and don't give advice but give shared experience. Like, all of those benefits of EFBC are what Kara's talking about, you're talking about, Liz is talking about all the time. And then this is how we get there.
Right.
So being able to concentrate on the benefits is one of the things that can sometimes be hard for a business owner. We get very much in our you know, kind of spins and dials and what we do and the features that we bring. We get very excited about that, and sometimes we forget to talk the emotional side even.
I was just going to say the emotionality is the biggest piece, because even what I see is that unless you experience EFBC, you don't know what EFBC really is until you experience it.
Absolutely. And
there is the content, and then there's the emotional piece that brings people across that threshold. That gets them engaged, and that's the hardest win.
Yeah, and that's, it's, we love to think of buying, especially in B2B environments, as very rational, right? I know I need this, I'm going to research the best one, and I'm going to buy this thing. The reality of B2B buying is it's actually more emotional than our private, right? And why is that? Because oftentimes my company's future, or if I'm an employee, my job rests on me making a good choice. Right? If I'm responsible for sourcing a new ERP for my company, whether I'm the business owner or the IT manager, and I make a bad choice, it's not like, oh, I bought a bad pair of black boots again. And I did say again, right? It's not that on my personal life. It is the pressure on my professional life of needing to make the right decision. And so that emotional, if you ask folks, why did you go with that versus that? Why did you go with that system versus that system? Oftentimes, you especially for EFBC, what do you hear? It felt right.
Felt right.
It felt like the right one for us.
Yeah.
I can rationalize it all the way through the steps. But that last step to decision becomes a very emotional purchase.
Yes.
And so helping every business owner remember that and understand it and talk to that,
mm-hmm.
and provide content to that and provide, you know, marketing that leads folks down the path, the buying path to it, something that marketing has to do no matter how small or large your company is.
Right. And one of the things I just love what you just touched on, it's having to remember that, that this is what's important. And that's where your community of Bold Biz comes into play, because I can show up and I can be reminded of what I'm trying to do, not only learn new skills and ideas, but also be reminded that these are the essential things that am I still practicing this today.
Absolutely. And seeing what other folks are doing. You know, I love that cross-pollination. So
yes.
What EFBC does could help someone who's trying to start, you know, a technology company, and what a professional services firm is doing might help someone who's trying to start a new metal fabricating. Like, it's all buying decisions. And you know this, being involved in EFBC, we all go through the same struggles and we all have the same challenges, no matter if it's in our marketing or in our HR or in our accounting, the core issues that we have oftentimes are the same or very similar. So being able to see and be inspired by and borrow from what other folks are doing in their marketing, I'm really excited for that for the community.
If people want to get a hold of you or more, learn more about Bold Biz, where do we go? What do we do to find out a little bit more about that?
So you can go to boldbiz.co. So it's boldbiz.co, not com. And all of our information on our upcoming marketing boot camps are available on that site. We are doing a special boot camp for our EFBC members.
Saw that.
So that information is there with some special pricing for EFBC as a thank you. EFBC has been a huge support for me and for my team. We love being a part of this community. So being able to give back to some of your members with some special pricing, super excited to do that. That boot camp we're looking to start, I think it's October 20th. But be done by December 15th. So we're going to get a quick boot camp in yet this year. And of course, you can find me at teamodia.com. That's for the ODIA website. Or you can always find us through EFBC.
Well, as they say, when the student is ready, the teacher appears.
There you go. There you go.
And it's been a delight just spending time with you. And so again, Patty, thank you for spending time with us today. From the Entrepreneur and Family Business Council, I'm Rick Rasmussen. And what a wonderful time it has been. So
thanks, Rick.
Thank you.